Rick, thank you for holding. Thanks for calling the show.
How are you doing today?
Doing fine, Rick. Thanks.
First of all, I want to say I was a Democrat for many years until the presidential election. And I'm proud to say, as a union man, and a lot of us did, we voted for Trump. We thank him for what he's doing.
Yeah.
And we need his support to get out there. I just wish the Republicans would go after all these crooks that have been in the Democratic Party, start doing indictments and going against them, and we would have a cakewalk in November. And that, you know, they need to grow some and get out there and get it. But I think, as a former Democrat and a lot of my friends that are starting to vote Republican now, I think Josh is going to have a very easy win here. I think he's going to shock people. And I think we're going to pick up probably 2 or 3 seats in the Senate. And I think we're going to hold, if not pick up seats in Congress.
Rick, you said you're a union guy. You used to be a Democrat. You're Republican now. And I'm interested in what you said. A lot of my friends who are starting to vote Republican, why is that?
Well, you know, for years, when you grow up in a family that's a Democrat, you're preached and preached and preached about what they're going to do for your union. They haven't done nothing for us, and I couldn't tell you how long. And that, you know, they just preach and preach. But when you really get out, I think as a Democrat, we are uneducated in a lot of ways with politics because we just sit back and listen. But when you get out and start doing the research and really get out and see things, we've been lied to for the last 25, 30 years that I've been able to vote. So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of us, my age and a little bit younger, and that are starting to realize, hey, we got to make up our own minds. If we want to worry, if we want to have things for our kids growing up, we need to have a strong America.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is probably the only politician. He's not a politician. He's just a businessman, and you're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning this country around. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of, you know, we can't really go out and say, because it's the union hall and different things, people get upset, but you know what? There's a lot of union guys that are going to vote Republican, and I think Claire's, she might as well pack her bags and go home now because it's not going to be what she wants. She's lied. She's had a lot of years to do things. She hasn't done nothing. And it's because of shows like you, Hannity, Waters. You know what? We're truly getting educated. And then take what you guys say and then go out and find out for ourselves. And we're finding out that a lot of it's true what you're saying and how it's been done. And it's sad. And I'm sad that I voted all those years the way I did. Because maybe I could have started something to help people start changing years ago. But keep your show up and keep things going because I think it's going to be a red wave, not a blue wave.
Yeah. Rick, what a great phone call. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us your story. You might lament the fact that you're arriving at this conclusion now, but I think it's fantastic. I think you should be proud of it. It's not even to say that where you were before was ignorance. In some cases, a lot of people in your position have been lied to, and you've been sold a bill of goods. And coming to a different conclusion isn't something to be ashamed of. It's actually, I think, something to be proud of, because that means that you're absorbing information for yourself. And I like how you said you're listening to these shows, then you go out and you look it up for yourself, because I'm here to provide you the information that exists out there. We're going to give you the news. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it, but it's up to you to decide. And if I'm way off base, call me and challenge me on it. We might see things differently. And of course, if I'm ever getting anything factually wrong, I want to know about it. But the key here is to be willing to open your mind and understand where someone is coming from. I'm going to do that for you when you call in here. And I love the fact that you're saying that you've done that in your own life and you're willing to accept the possibility that things weren't the way you thought they were. That's fantastic, Rick. Thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate it.